Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A quick programming note before we get rolling. Today is a USDA report day. And 11 o'clock this morning, USDA will update its WASDE report and as well as freshen up its crop production report. We'll have special coverage of what those reports mean this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time. CONAB today raised Brazil's official estimate for soy production in the 14-15 season, helped by expected good weather and an increase in the area planted. CONAB says Brazil will produce 95.8 million metric tons of soy. That's compared with the agency's November forecast, which was a range of 89.3 to 91.7. CONAB forecast total corn production of 78.7 million metric tons for the 14-15 season. That would be a decline of 1.5% from the corn grown last year, but it is near the top of the 77.3 million ton to 78.9 million ton range from November. The area planted with crop is to fall 2.8% from the 13-14 season. OPEC cut its collective oil output to just above the producer group's targeted production ceiling last month. In its latest monthly report, OPEC said its collective crude oil production declined by 390,100 barrels a day to 30.05 million barrels in November. And compared with October, that's just a touch above OPEC's output ceiling of 30 million barrels a day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,712. It's down 88 points. The NASDAQ, 4746, down 19. The S&P 500 is 2047. It's down almost 13 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's a cloudy day across a big part of the Midwest. The winds are relatively light and variable, though, and our temperatures for this time of the year are pretty darn nice, running in the 30s at this hour with some 20s out in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. As we go forward through the next few days, we'll have still some lingering coolness around initially, but it will get warm. In fact, I'm very impressed with the ridginess that's building up across the middle part of North America as we go through the balance of this week. We will lose all of the snow that's on the ground in the northern plains and the upper Midwest, as well as southern parts of Canada's prairies as we go forward through this next several-day period, making some of the wheat crop up there in those areas at least a little bit more vulnerable to extreme weather that may come along a little later in the month. So it's kind of unusual to have snow-free conditions all the way up into Canada this time of the year. In the meantime, the soft wheat across the Midwest, as well as hard red winter wheat in the U.S. Central Plains, will become less hardy as we get involved with warmer conditions coming up, and that will be a concern here as well. Certainly, we're going to need some cooler weather and some returning snow cover in order to protect these crops against any kind of harsh conditions that may come along a little bit later in December and January. The afternoon highs today across the Midwest will be mostly in the 30s and lower 40s, so it'll still be fairly cool across the region. We aren't going to warm up much from where we are right now. Tomorrow, we'll see a little bit better conditions with 30s and 40s becoming more widespread, those 40s in the Ohio River Basin and portions of the lower Missouri Valley. And then as we get into Friday and Saturday, the warmest weather will start to push into the region. We'll see 40s north and 50s and lower 60s in the southern parts of the region. 60s may occur initially in parts of Missouri and Kansas and work its way into portions of the lower Ohio River Valley as we get into the latter part of the weekend. That will certainly be enjoyable while it's around. We'll expect the warmth to stay maybe an extra day, and then we'll start seeing some cooling towards the first part of next week. Precipitation across the region is not likely to be very impressive for a while. We'll likely stay basically dry, And we will experience a few showers and drizzle maybe popping up in the western fringes of the Corn Belt as we get out towards the latter part of this week, Friday into Saturday, but nothing in the way of significant organized precipitation is expected until we get out towards Sunday. And then at that point in time, we'll likely see a storm system brew in the central plains that will move up through the western Corn Belt and generate some widespread precipitation at that point in time. Some of that will work its way into the eastern portions of the Midwest, but it's going to be light precipitation. This will occur early next week. Moisture totals are going to stay mostly under about a half inch during that event unless the system becomes better organized. Western Corn Belt will see higher amounts than that, especially Iowa and into Nebraska and Kansas. Well, down in South America, everything's still status quo. And, of course, as Dave just told us all, the latest forecast from CONAB certainly suggests a huge crop for Brazil, and the weather is certainly supporting that. There's no reason to expect any kind of a problem in Brazil for a while. Rain will occur from wall to wall in Brazil's crop country, and it will occur multiple times, helping to maintain a very good moisture environment as we move forward through this next two-week period. And similar conditions will be the case in Argentina, with the exception maybe of the southwest. Those areas will probably have a little bit of a drier bias as we move forward in time. But no area will be critically dry in Argentina for a while. It looks like our temperature biases in Argentina will be near to above normal over this 10-day period coming up, and those in Brazil will be near to slightly below normal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 610 down 7. Soft December is 591 down 9.5. December corn 380.5 down 2.5. March 392.5 down 2.75. July 407.5 down 2.75. January soybeans are 1044.75 down 4.5. March 10.51 1/4 down 4.25. July 10.62 1/4 down 4.25. December soybean meal 408 down 360. December soybean oil not trading. The January contract is 32.12 up 13 cents. December live cattle 161.80 down 60. January feeders are 231.52 1/2 down 127.5. December lean hogs are 87.30, and they are up 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave. And we're looking at a report coming up here later on today. That might be the most important thing of the day.
And it looked like traders have been following a little bit of a pattern that you see on report days of recent. And that is to go ahead and run up the market into the green, and we were indeed in the green in beans earlier, in fact, highest level in about 6-7 weeks, and then push it down before the report.
Yeah, I think it's kind of that rebalancing of attitude and ideas, and as we look at today's report, traditionally we don't see a lot of changes in a December report, but I think, you know, with the delayed harvest we've had as we went into fall this year, maybe there are going to be some changes that may impact things, but we'll just have to wait and see if they do any major changes today.
I would think that perhaps there might be some tweaks in the WASD report, maybe in what, soybean exports, maybe in production in Brazil?
Well, certainly when you look at our export pace, it's been really above and beyond expectations, and you would think USDA would have to incorporate that in there. One of the things that we've been looking at in the bean market is overperformed. You know, when you look at the simple number of a 400 to 450 million carryout, you think, gosh, how can beans be up here? But possibly that number will shrink today. And, you know, the other component is, will they reduce the yield, leave the yields alone, or wait till January? So several important things to look at in that bean market today.
Of course, that bean market includes something like a 90 million bushel carry-in, and it's not talked about a lot, but could it be that number is actually still inflated and we won't see something until further down the road?
Well, we looked at the meal market get really excited on a short supply and really got hot. And I think the demand for beans, and that number is always subject to, you know, an educated guess, but it sure seems like that's one of the answers to why the bean market has outperformed. And the other part of it is harvest is done here, and farmers are pretty tight holders at this moment, sitting back and waiting, seeing what's going to, you know, develop as they move into next year.
And very quickly, what do you anticipate for futures by the end of the week? Will there be a higher week or a lower week?
You know, I think, again, the performance of the bean market, if we can get a little bit of positive news on bigger demand, I think you can extend up into the $11 area would be the upside objective of this market. But we're going to need a little positive news today to make that happen.
Thank you much, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. December corn trading 382.5 down 1/2. March 394.5 down 3/4. July's 409.25 down 1. January beans are 1045.5 down 3.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.